From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
You gotta love the first week of summer. And you gotta love the game of disc golf. This is the Disc Golf News for the week of June 20th, 2005. I'm Brian Sullivan. Coming up this time, we will meet the Uber volunteer and talk course design and the rating system that he designed.
So if you have a rating of 900, it means that on average you shoot roughly 10 throws worse than our scratch player.
Minnesota's Chuck Kennedy is with us this week. Plus, what driver weight is best for you? Pat Vitale has some thoughts in the 60-second clinic. We've got results from the Des Moines Challenge in Iowa. Jay Redding enjoyed a very nice tournament there. He'll tell you about that in the Yeti Road Report. And there's a preview of the upcoming Discraft Great Lakes Open National Tour event in Michigan. It's all on the way on this edition of PDGA Radio News, brought to you by Discraft at discraft.com. Also, No Obstacles Disc Golf at plu-ent.com. And Innova Champion Discs, innovadiscs.com.
The Champion Sidewinder from Innova is the latest addition to the state-of-the-art Champion line. The Sidewinder is designed for long turnover shots and long-distance rollers. The extra-long glide will add D to your drive no matter how big your arm is. And the Sidewinder is made with Champion line plastic, so it holds up round after round. Your game just got better with the new Sidewinder from Innova, number one in disc golf.
The big shooters were in Des Moines, Iowa last weekend for the Greater Des Moines Challenge. Results coming your way beginning with the Masters Division, and for the second week in a row, it's a big win for Greg the Miniac Hosfeld. He's going to win by 16. Three-way tie for second place between Scott Harmon, Jeff Harper, and Brad Midler. To the Women's Division, Des Redding, Juliana Korver, and Carrie Burlogger, three of the top names in women's disc golf today. Who's going to win? Ooh, it was a tie, and then there was a playoff. Des Redding is your winner. Juliana, second place. Carrie Burlogger takes third for the women. And in the Open Division, only two wins on the season. Now, for most players, that's a lot, but not this guy. Ken Klima wins by 8 over Coda Hatfield. He's going to take second place. A tie for third between Jay Yeti Redding and Brian Schweberger. And that is how it went down at the Greater Des Moines Challenge.
Time now for the 60-second clinic. So you're shopping for a new driver, and you've got one. It's 175 grams. That's kind of heavy. And this other one here is 149 grams. That's considered pretty lightweight. Which do you choose? Or maybe something in the middle. Some advice for you this week from our pro, Pat Vitale.
Well, as for choosing weights for your drivers, I guess a lot of that would depend on your situation as a player. If you're just beginning, you know, I think it's in your best interest to use lighter weight discs. I think it's easier to get more distance, and you're not working as hard. They're less, you know, you're not going to get as much of the stability out of them. And I use mid weights. You know, it also depends on the situation. Is it real windy? You know, are you trying to throw real far? I like kind of heavier discs because I like using distance control. I'll throw a shot up a little bit higher and harder and let it die in. And, you know, if you're looking to go real far, then maybe something a little bit lighter would be in your best interest.
Professional disc golfer Pat Vitale lives and works in South Bend, Indiana.
When you think disc golf, think No Obstacles. No Obstacles Disc Golf is found at www.plu-ent.com. Find information about No Obstacles events, like the Discraft Michigan Disc Golf Series stop at Boyne Mountain and Boyne City, and the Shanty Creek Throwdown. Quality events, quality disc golf products, and outstanding service. When you think disc golf, think No Obstacles at plu-ent.com.
Hi, this is Brad Hammock, and you're listening to PDGA Radio News, baby. Loving it.
In the big picture this week, we introduce you to Minnesota's Chuck Kennedy. He has been a tireless volunteer for the PDGA for many, many years. In fact, he's put in over 6,000 volunteer hours over the years. As a result, in 1999, he was voted Volunteer of the Year.
Among other things, he chairs the Ratings Committee. He's also the chairman of the Course Design Committee. He's a member of the Competition Committee, and he sits on the Course Evaluation Committee. He, with the help of some others, is the man behind our current ratings system. He designed it. He also designed, among many other courses, one of the courses at the National Disc Golf Center. He is a tournament director. He is a scorekeeper. He's a bottle washer, cleaner-upper, and all-around hard-working kind of guy. So this week, we talk with Chuck Kennedy about course design, the rating system, and volunteering.
Chuck Kennedy, welcome to PDGA Radio.
Thanks, Brian. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to finally have you on the show. You are a tireless volunteer for the game. So to give our listeners an idea of your background, tell us how you got started.
I got started in disc golf when I was doing some marketing work for Games by James here in the Twin Cities back in 1989. It was some of it an accident. We were sponsoring bocce ball in the state games, and I saw disc golf in the program for the state games and thought I would try it out. And from there, I got hooked on the sport and got involved with doing some course design right off the bat. I'd barely played a tournament or two and decided we needed a course here in Inver Grove Heights. And from the time I started in the sport in May of 89, we had a championship 18-hole course at North Valley by September of 1989.
Now, you mentioned early course design. You're now known as one of the premier course designers for disc golf in the world. Did you have any previous experience?
Probably the closest connection that I had that led to maybe disc golf design is the sport I did in the 80s was orienteering, which is running through the woods with a map and a compass and following a topographical map. And of course, topographical maps are helpful with doing course design, so maybe there was some carryover from that sport into disc golf and my interest in that area.
While we are on the topic of course design, you are one of the designers of the courses at the National Disc Golf Center in Columbia County, Georgia. Tell us how that project is going.
Tom Monroe and I are responsible for the North Course, which is the one that has the most amount of waterfront. We had it maybe a little bit easier than Jim Kenner and John Houck because we had a little bit fewer trees to work with in terms of density of trees. Hopefully, ours will be the first course that will be able to be cleared by the loggers, and I think that's the one that we hope will be playable sometime this fall.
And what kind of length are we looking at in this course, Chuck?
The way that the course is designed, we can stretch it out to about 8,000 feet. However, at 8,000 feet, there are only three holes that you could get a two on. So the intention of the way the design was set up is to have multiple pin placements, but not necessarily have all pin placements maxed out at any one time so that you had a well-balanced course. Our particular course is intended to be probably a little bit shorter than Jim Kenner's and John Houck's. Ours is the DGA course and the Steady Ed course, so we make sure that we've got the long tees designed for the blue level player, which is more like your day-to-day pro and advanced player. And the red level tees are the recreational tees, and following Steady Ed's guideline through the years, if you play from the red tees, you're not supposed to have a tough shot across water. So we tried to make sure that all of the red tees could play safe for beginners and families and kids.
Let's switch gears a little bit here and talk ratings. Among the many PDGA committees you either chair or sit on, you are you're the chairman of the Ratings Committee and the guy really behind our current ratings system. When did you find that you saw a need for a ratings system for the PDGA, and tell us how that came about?
The one thing that always bothered me back in the mid-90s as a tournament director for a lot of the Minnesota events, is that we had defined these different levels of player, intermediate and advanced amateurs, as a for instance. And there was also the Amateur 1, the Amateur 2, and the Amateur 3 categories back then. But there weren't any specifications for when should you move from one level to the next. And also, in a related aspect, I was involved in course design for several years at that point, being able to determine what type of scoring averages were typical for rating courses was an issue that I was concerned about addressing with a lot of other course designers. To tell the truth, the rating system, as it came about from my standpoint, I was much more interested in course ratings than I was in particular player ratings. And what actually happened was there was a statistics committee, which I was not a part of, but when Jim Challis was our commissioner, he was really interested in handicapping, and he knew that I was interested in this course rating, and he decided to forward some memos from the statistics committee to me with regard to some of the works that they were developing. I saw a memo from the stats committee, and a light bulb went off in terms of how this could potentially be used as a rating system rather than a handicapping system. And one thing led to another with Jim Challis and talking with some of the people on the statistics committee, Roger Smith being the primary one. And Roger and I kind of co-authored this system back in 1998.
Chuck, every year there's a lot of new players coming into the game. So can you give me the 60-second explanation of what ratings mean? If I'm a new player, tell me about ratings.
The rating basically compares how well you shoot compared to our benchmark player, which we call a 1,000-rated scratch disc golfer. Ball Golf has a handicap system, and a scratch golfer for them is one who has no handicap. In our particular case, a 1,000-rated player is considered our scratch player. Every 10 points, roughly, is equal to one throw in the sport. So if you have a rating of 900, it means that on average you shoot roughly 10 throws worse than our scratch player. Now, this is typical for the types of courses that most of us see around town. But here and there, we have some championship courses that are much longer, and as a result, the number of rating points per throw changes a little bit.
And what, if I'm a new player, is it going to take for me to establish my rating?
Your rating is determined by the players who play in tournaments that you enter and play the same course layout that you do. All it takes is five players with established ratings now in order to generate ratings for a round. And what will happen is the PDGA will take the scores from the tournament, calculate the rating for the course, and once it calculates the rating for the course during that round, everybody else during that round will get a rating based on that course rating. And then your particular personal rating will be the result of an average of all of those round ratings that are generated in the event that you play when we do the next ratings update, which is about five times per year.
So now that there is some history with the system, what kind of feedback have you, Chuck, gotten from the players?
Well, the primary feedback is, when am I going to get my rating? The ratings seem to be taking off in terms of popularity, and people can hardly stand it when we're getting close to the deadline for updating the ratings every couple months. I think it's a positive step forward. People seem to want to measure their progress in the sport, which is, you know, all fine and dandy. That's one of the uses for them. I think sometimes players accord more accuracy to the ratings than maybe is warranted. You know, we give you a specific number, but from a practical standpoint, you have to throw the rounds, you have to play the game, and the rating just kind of gets you in a general category of skill, and then you have to go out and actually earn your positions in the tournament by actually playing.
As I mentioned during the introduction to our interview today, you are sitting on currently or previously You are sitting on a number of PDGA committees. You chair a number of them as well. You were the Volunteer of the Year in 1999. Chuck Kennedy, what drives you to work so hard for this organization?
Well, I ask myself that sometimes myself, and I think there are a lot of volunteers out there in the PDGA that maybe aren't as high profile, and they may ask themselves the same thing. One of my least favorite things to do is being a tournament director. And I shake my head sometimes at, you know, what our tournament directors are put through at times and what little reward they get. And, you know, asking them why they do the volunteering might be even more interesting than asking me. A lot of what I do for the PDGA are things that I learned through my education, and I'm just kind of bringing those to use here in the sport of disc golf. The mathematics comes from my chemical engineering and MBA background, and I find that interesting, and because I can do it, I feel it's interesting to provide that service to the PDGA and work with other people who have similar interests.
Well, Chuck, I would like to say on behalf of both the organization and the players, thank you very much for all the hard work you have been putting in to help this sport grow over the years. And I want to also plug something that you have started to make available commercially, and that's a disc golf dice game. Tell me about that.
The disc golf dice game is something that I hatched after the 2001 Pro Worlds, when I was taking a look at some of the course information and the scores that the players threw there, and decided to create a game that would simulate the types of scores that our top players threw on each of the four courses at the 2001 Pro World. And the way that it works, you have a little table on the back of a game card that has a picture of the hole and the footage, and we had some interesting factoids on some of those holes from in terms of like what happened during the Pro Worlds on that hole. And you roll the dice, and based on your dice throws, you'll get a 2, 3, or a 4 on the hole, or a 4, 5, or a 6 on the hole at the same percentage that the top players threw on those courses during the Pro World. And it's called the World Class Disc Golf Dice Game. Both the disc golf dice game and DVD for the Highbridge facility are available from Gotta Go, Gotta Throw website.
Chuck Kennedy, thanks so much for spending some time with us this week, and thank you for your continued efforts to promote and grow the sport of disc golf.
I appreciate it, Brian, and good luck to PDGA Radio. I think it's a great new service for our sport.
Course designer and statistician Chuck Kennedy sits on a number of PDGA committees and spoke to us from his home office in Invergrove Heights, Minnesota. And you're listening to PDGA Radio News.
Since 1979, Discraft has designed and manufactured tournament-quality flying discs for all disc sports. Our disc golf line is second to none. From beginners to world champion pros, disc golfers everywhere rely on the quality, consistency, and durability of every Discraft Pro Golf disc. Discraft, the world leader in disc sports.
Try the new Venom Maximum Distance Driver and the Drone in overstable mid-range in the new Pro D plastic for superior grip even when wet from Discraft. Right before the Des Moines Challenge this past weekend, there was a promotional event at a local minor league baseball game. The question was, would some disc golfers, top pros all, be able to throw a disc past the 450-foot wall mark? Jay Redding knows and reports in this week's Yeti Road Report.
This week I find myself up in the press box of the AAA minor league Iowa Cubs baseball team. We're in Des Moines, Iowa, replaying some of the world championship courses, and boy did we have some fun this week. Thursday saw disc golf night at the iCubs game where world champions Barry Schultz, Des Redding, Brad Hammack, along with local boy Chris Sprague, and PDGA big gunners Dave Feldberg, Steve Rico, and Steve Brinster attempted to launch unfamiliar discs the 450-foot length it takes to bust out over center field. After several attempts, Steve Rico decides to bust out a 360-degree turnaround drive. It's up. It flexes out on a beautiful flight path. It starts to hyzer back, but it has the height. It could. It is. It's out of here. Woo! Then four others each got one out of the ballpark, including Steve Brinster's that just misses the inflatable glove on the roof of the skyboxes out in left field. Man, great fun, great promotion for the sport, and Cubs win 6-5 over the New Orleans Zephyrs. That night was a heck of a kickoff to the Des Moines Challenge that realized much of what the National Tour has envisioned. Championship courses, great players package, a rockin' live music, free barbecue, disc throwing, disc selling, ball playing players party, good cash, ample water, well placed spotters. Wow. Did I mention that there was 4 days of 80 degree Iowa sunshine? Betty Bebow takes the lead for Hostess of the Year, hooking up 17 friends and family up on home cooking all weekend long. Ken Climo was absolutely phenomenal, averaging 1045 round ratings for the tournament, including a sick 1068 minus 6 at beautiful Ewing Park. He wins the tournament handedly, but it must be pointed out that Des's brother Travis Bebout takes down the champ by one stick at the Woodward Golf Club on Friday afternoon. Man, it was great to be back in the heartland. And the Reddings get first and third in men's and women's the open division. Sure doesn't hurt either. Roar!
The PDGA National Tour heads north this weekend to Ann Arbor, Michigan for the Discraft Great Lakes Open. Rob Hauer is the tournament director.
This is the 23rd annual Discraft Great Lakes Open. It would have been the 24th, except we missed one for the Pro-Am World in 2000. It's been one of the top tournaments in the country for many years. All the top players come to play, one of the top payouts. Generally, we try to have an event that people want to come back, and they do. The winners last year for the Open was Cam Todd. The women was Des Redding, and the Masters was Brad Hammack. The nice thing about Hudson Mills is there's a lot of different types of shots to have on the course. The courses are very well laid out. There's some that turn right. There's some that are turned left. There's some that you have to go straight. There's open. There's tight wooded shots. Pretty much you have to be able to throw everything. It's a fun tournament to be at. Players' packages are great as always. It's just a fun event to be at. I know many players who don't get anywhere near cashing, and they still come back every year.
Rob Hauer is tournament director for this weekend's Discraft Great Lakes Open and spoke to us from his home in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Summer is here, and that means there's a full plate of disc golf activity going on this weekend, June 25 and 26. In Columbia, Missouri, it's the Mid-America Open and the Alamac County Pro-Am in Burlington, North Carolina. Plus, in Tennessee, the Nashville Vapor Trail and the Riverside Open in St. Cloud, Minnesota. In Anchorage, it's the Alaska State Championships. Check out the Bunker Bash in Sand Springs, Oklahoma. In Texas, the Conroe Bag and Chains Open. And in Crystal Lake, Illinois, it's the iOS number 3. Abs you plan on Saturday, pros in advance on Sunday. In Truckee and South Lake Tahoe, California, it's the King of the Lake this weekend. In Pawpaw, West Virginia, the Morgan County Big Cup. Great course there. In Frisco, Colorado, the Peak One Championships and the Shenandoah Shag in Strasburg, Virginia. Full list, PDGA.com. And finally, as Chuck Kennedy mentioned earlier, a lot of folks get real anxious for updated ratings information. And lo and behold, we've got a ratings update this week. You'll find that information on the website, PDGA.com. And that, my friends, is the Disc Golf News for the week of June 20th. For the PDGA, I'm Brian Sullivan. Thanks to our sponsors, Discraft, No Obstacles Disc Golf, and Innova Champion Discs. And until next week, I hope you will get out there, huck some plastic, add another 10 points to your player rating, and keep them in the fairways.